Good morning. Welcome to everyone here to this space of worship and care. Over the last 6 weeks here at Bloomingdale, we have been learning from Jesus as he has confronted us, as he has met us face to face to teach us, often through his provocative and memorable parables. Through those interactions, Jesus has challenged us to examine numerous aspects of our lives. He's asked us to examine our biases, our tendencies to condemn ourselves or others, our priorities, our selfishness, our blinders, and our expectations. Today, as we enter the drama of the Good Friday story, Jesus's challenges for us repeat themselves as we journey with him to the cross, where he confronts the powers of death. As we move through this Good Friday journey this morning, your bulletin will be your guide, with images and reflections to remind us of our past journeys through Lent and how they all become wrapped up in the drama of this day. Throughout the service, we will have readers come to read the story, and after each reading, we will sing a song and then recite prayers. For the prayers, I will read the light print, and you can join me in reading the bold print. Our first scripture reading this morning finds Jesus and his disciples at the Mount of Olives, as Jesus prays to God, knowing the cross lies ahead for him. The disciples were aware that a difficult road lay ahead for them too, and they grieved this fact. Their grief caused them to sleep, while Jesus stayed awake to pray. As we enter this space here today, we might carry grief too, and this day may bring its own sorrows for us. Recognizing this, we want to begin this service with a word of encouragement, not to be troubled and frightened despite the difficulty of this hour. Our choir, therefore, will lead us in this word of encouragement with the song Nada Te Turbe, a Taizé song whose Spanish words can be translated as, "Let nothing trouble you, let nothing frighten you. Whoever has God lacks nothing." So I'll invite the choir up to the front, please.
Thank you. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them,
"Pray that you may not come into the time of trial."
Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed,
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, but yet not my will, but yours."
Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them,
"Why are you sleeping? Get up. Pray that you will not come into a time of trial."
While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him,
"Judas, is it with a kiss that you're going to betray the Son of Man?"
Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house.
Good morning. Please turn to number 318, "'Tis Midnight and on Olive's Brow." You can remain seated.
Lord Jesus, sometimes our fears and worries draw us inward and keep us from attending to the agony of others, even those wounded and kneeling at our gate. Rich with the cares of the world, we betray the poor in spirit. Lord Jesus, help us to be rich in love and awake to care, so that along with all the poor in spirit, we will be comforted. Amen.
Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him,
"Prophesy, who is it that struck you?"
They kept heaping many other insults on him. When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said,
"If you are the Messiah, tell us."
"If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God."
"Are you then the Son of God?"
"You said that I am."
"What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his lips."
Please turn to number 330 in your hymnals, "A Holy Jesus."
Holy Jesus, thou
Lord Jesus, often we do not understand the path you call us on, the path of the cross. Human power blinds us to the narrow way, which often involves suffering. We would rather mock your way than change. While we look to you to save us, sometimes we doubt that you can. Lord Jesus, in faith we come to you shouting, "We believe, have mercy on us. Blind us to the distractions of power. Help us to focus on your truth, that we might take up our cross and walk in your way of salvation." Amen.
As Roman soldiers led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus.
Turn to number 388 in your hymnals, and please rise in body or in spirit.
Lord Jesus, walking that difficult road, we would have expected your disciples to be there to help. But instead, a stranger from another place shouldered your cross. How often does this happen today, when your people should be showing your mercy and compassion? We too often walk by, while others that we call strange or different fulfill the law of neighbor love. Lord Jesus, help us to be like Simon the Cyrene. Seize our hearts that we might love our neighbor as ourselves, even when it is hard to. When we are distracted by many things, help us choose the better part of showing love to those we encounter. Amen.
A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children, for the days are surely coming when they'll say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that have never borne, and the breasts that have never nursed.' They will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it's dry?"
Turn to number 794 in your hymnals. If the war goes on, please remain seated.
Lord Jesus, you disturbed the status quo and critiqued those in power. You sought to change minds and nurture new growth. You warned people, "Destruction is the fruit of injustice." Lord Jesus, while the wood is green and flexible, before we've been completely hardened and dried out, dig around in the soil of our hearts and help us bear the fruit of your justice. Amen.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left.
Father,
then Jesus said,
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying,
He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one.
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying,
If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself.
There was also an inscription over him. This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying,
Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us.
But the other rebuked him, saying,
Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Turn to number 631 in your hymnals, Thou Take Thou My Hand. Please rise in body or in spirit.
Thank you. Lord Jesus, like the one criminal on the cross, we often react against those around us from the place of our pain. Lord Jesus, in our pain and wandering, remember us. Help us return to your embrace. Help us willingly meet the moment of your love and grace with joy and trust. Amen.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, while the sun's light failed. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said,
"Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said,
"Certainly, this man was innocent."
And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things.
Oh,
Lord Jesus, on the cross, you confronted humanity's death-dealing powers. You upset our expectations about the Blessed One who comes in the name of the Lord. Your power and blessing and honor appear to the world as weakness, curse, and disgrace. God, like Jesus, we commend our spirits to your care as we walk the uncertain road ahead. May our faithfulness to you cause others to long for your salvation, singing Hosanna. Amen.
Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment.
God, the powers of death that put people on crosses remain active in our world today. Confronting death, like Jesus, is not something we want to do. God, like Joseph of Arimathea and the women from Galilee, help us to care for those touched by death as we wait expectantly for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Help us find rest in this troubled world, knowing that you hold us secure in life and in death. Amen.
Please turn to number 671, The Hand of God Shall Hold You. You may rise in body or in spirit. After we finish singing the two verses that we will sing of this song, you will leave the building in silence.